Eh? Sorry, I should have said pain, but I said pen. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? Pen or pain? Eh?
Pain.
Pain. Pain. Pain. In the leg. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Is it the main part? Is it the main part where the disease is? This is it. It's bone. Bone. Muscle. all the time or time to time? Small pain or big? Depends. Cancer has more pain. Generally, it's more rough. More rough. So, purpose of my life is to free everyone from all the undesirable things. Their sufferings and causes, and lead to the ultimate happiness. besides bringing them in even the temporary happiness. those sentient beings, those are living beings who want happiness, who do not want sufferings. So to cause happiness, to the other living beings who are source of all my past, present, future happiness, from whom I receive all my enjoyment, happiness. Those other living beings who are numberless, like the infinite sky. that equals other living beings who are source of all my happiness, equaling the infinite sky. To be able to do that, I myself should become the perfect being, perfect guide, having the omniscient mind and perfect power to help them and to reveal the methods and complete mind training and compassion for all beings. For that, I need to develop wisdom, method, compassion, so forth. These inner qualities. The mind. that which is the most important healing for oneself and for all other living beings, for the benefit of all other living beings. then, then to do this, I need the, to be free from outer and inner obstacles. For the success of this, no one need to be free from all the outer inner obstacles. outer obstacles. outer obstacles. The outside conditions that which outside conditions that because of the inner obstacle, the the self-cherishing thought and the hallucinated mind, the ignorance, you know, perceiving things the wrong way, and believing things in the in those false views, such as I and so forth, is in a false way. and then dissatisfied mind, and attachment, and the anger, so forth, this emotional, this wrong concept. And these obstacles, these inner obstacles, because of these and actions, you see, actions done out of that, left imprint on the mind, that which makes possible to rise again these disturbing thoughts and actions. So these are the inner obstacles and outer obstacles, then the disease and so forth, and so all those other problems, the outside conditions. Without the inner obstacle, there is no outer obstacle. Without the inner obstacle, there is no creator. There is no creator for the outer obstacle. There is no creator which makes outside things to become conditioned, to disturb, you know, to harm, to disturb to oneself, you know, one's body or the mind, you know. Without the inner obstacle, there is no outer obstacle. The outer obstacle comes from the inner obstacle. that's the how is it related. That is the way how it is related. The evolution of the outer obstacles, that you see with outer obstacles, you see outside things that which you see become conditioned for problem, life problems. the outside things met them. They became disturbing, say, the harming condition by the inner obstacle, because of the inner cause, the cause that is within the mind. So so here. So in order to success to to heal our mind or to develop the qualities of our mind, the positive is the good qualities of the mind, and then the most important scientific knowledge, not external scientific knowledge, but this is a scientific knowledge of the mind, that through understanding mind, as I mentioned, there's two types of ultimate nature and the conventional nature. This subject of the mind is more extensive than the outside phenomena. if one understands the mind, then only then one can understand outside phenomena exactly correctly. Otherwise, without understanding the mind, you cannot understand well outside phenomena, how they exist. What is their nature? What is their ultimate nature? What is their conventional nature? cannot understand completely. There's no way to understand completely without understanding the mind, without understanding nature of the mind, without understanding the nature of the mind. even as in general education in the world, to be able to define exactly what it is, the outside phenomena, what they are and how they exist, only one can understand clearly depth through by understanding the mind. What is the mind? Through the development of educational mind. Generally speaking, as education like that, then practical way, then practical way that how to solve the life problems. we have to understand what's the root. In order to solve the life problem, first we have to understand what is the root of problems. only then we come to know what is the ultimate way to never experience the problem at all. only then we can come to the point to understand how we can make ourselves to not experience the problem at all. Otherwise, as long as we do not recognize the cause, the root of the problem, and then there's no way. Without recognizing the root of the problems, then we can also, it can interfere also to not understand that completely, to not recognize completely whole entire, problems. And only recognition of our problem is limited. We see only some part of the problems. that means we cannot heal or liberate ourselves, completely from all the problems. So since the root of the problem is within our mind, it's not outside, it's within our mind. The unskillful way of thinking, the wrong way of thinking. We have to recognize with our wisdom that we have to analyze, and we have to recognize with our wisdom that which are the right way of thinking, which is the wrong way of thinking. right way of thinking which creates happiness, wrong way of thinking which produces problems. that which creates our life. So this way of thinking, however our mind makes our life, creates our life. So depending on way of thinking, there's a problem in the life, and depending on way of thinking, and there's no problem in the life. So even there's a problem, even even there's no really, even there's no, even with the same life situation, then even with the same life situation, externally nothing changed. Same, but you see, when you put another interpretation of the life, then you see problem. Then one see problem. You see, but with another you see, externally nothing changed, same. But because mind interpretation, how the way the mind will get life interpretation, you see, you know, depending how the mind regard or labels, puts labels. in this situation, then you see, then see, then one, then one see problem. I say, as one label, you know, problem, as one get the situation as a, you know. You see, interpreted something wrong, you know, interpreted something missing or something missing or something wrong. and then, you see, one label that as a problem. So after one put the label, then there's a, after one put the label, problem, then there's a, see, appearance of problem. until one put the label problem, you see, until one put the label problem, until one put the imputation or until one put the recognition or the imputation, the label that this is that this is bad. then one establish thought of dislike. After one put the label back, then one establish thought and dislike. On that situation, and then one label problem. Then as one put all these labels on that is this and that, then there's appearance of bad and dis, you know. Bad. After one put the label bad, appearance of bad, and then as one label problem, then there's appearance of problem. So, like this, the externally the same, nothing changed. But before there was no problem. You see, I said externally the same, nothing changed. You see, so. Now it's not changing. Now it's not changing. Anyway. So even externally the same, but because the way the mind think of, look at the way you get. So the way the mind, thinks, it makes to perceive the things. It makes to perceive the life. That the way the mind thinks in a different, each time different way, it makes the life to perceive in different way. And that's how the evolution. That's how the evolution is. The life appears in different way. How depending on how the mind interprets. So, and then and there's like this, and then even there's external change, even there's external change, but external change came from the mind. Even there's external change, meeting object, not meeting the object, you know, meeting the object, not meeting the object, having the object, not having object. And so because that bringing happens, feeling becomes pleasant, unpleasant, indifferent, you know, due to external change, and meeting, having met object, having met a beautiful object, having met an ugly object, or and the undesirable object. So, meeting, having met the desirable object, separating from the desirable object. then the feeling changes. Feeling becomes pleasant, unpleasant, you know. So again, the feeling, what makes the feeling unpleasant is that then because you recognize the object that you have met is undesirable, the object that you meet, you see, interpreted bad, you know, object what you meet is what you experience or what you meet is, you see. What you meet with your senses, you interpret it bad, labeled, say this is bad. One established that undesirable thought on that. rather thinking the qualities of that benefits what you get. You see, rather thinking and by thinking the benefits of that object, benefits of the problem. You see, rather thinking the benefits of having met that object. You see, qualities or benefits. What it you see. Benefits of the benefits of what you get, is the benefit of what one get from the enemy, person who doesn't love you, who gave up you, who disrespect or who badly treat. rather thinking. The benefits of what you get. there's other positive side. there's so much that you learn from that person, with that person, who doesn't love you and you see who does everything opposite. According to one's own attachment, who does everything opposite to according to one's own selfish mind, who does everything against to this to one's own this wrong thought, you know, the say the say the unreasonable thought or the you see non-valid mind, or the wrong concept. Who does everything against one's own wrong concept? So there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn of one's own mind. There's so much with that person. There's so much to learn of one's own mind, one's own is the nature of the mind. To realize the nature of one's own mind. However, to develop is the most precious quality of our own mind, the compassion, loving kindness, wisdom, so forth. All these the path to the inner peace, the path to the satisfaction, the path to the ultimate happiness, the path to the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, that which gives opportunity, power, to free everyone from all the obscurations, sufferings, and lead to the highest happiness. So all these benefits you get from this person. You know, there are so many benefits you get from this person. There are many positive sides. So however, there's infinite in the benefits, the positive things. You see, positive side, positive things, you see, that you get, that you gain from that person, or that person offers to you. If one meditate this way, on that, if one look at that person this way, if one meditate, if one use that person object of meditation this way, then you gain all these infinite benefits from that person. That person offers to you, for example, you can use the medicine as a poison, but also you can use the medicine as medicine. So like that, so there are things, you see, one can use the, poisons are used. But by integrating with some other material, it becomes medicine to cure that particular disease. So like that. It depends on how we use from outside, how we use that person. If you use negative way, it's only negative. If you use that person only negative way, or if you use that person only thinking negative, then that's what we get, is only negative. But if you use that person, the same person, you see, positive way, we get only positive, only benefit, no loss, only gain. So there's infinite in the benefits. The positive things, you see, positive side, positive things, you see, that you get, that you gain from that person, or that person offers to you. If one meditate this way, on that, if one look at that person this way, if one meditate, if one use that person object of meditation, this way, then you gain all these infinite benefits from that person. That person offers to you, for example, you can use the medicine as a poison, but also you can use the medicine as medicine. So like that, So there are things, you see, one can use the, say, even say one can eat like this. Even it's poison, even it's in many medicines, there are poisons are used. But by integrating with some other material, it becomes medicine to cure that particular disease. So like that, it depends on how we use, from outside, how we use that person. If you use negative way, it's only negative. If you use that person only negative way, or if you use that person only thinking negative, then that's what we get, is only negative. But if you use that person, the same person, you see, positive way, we get only positive, only benefit, no loss, only gaining. So like, you see, that such a poison, things, you see, many times is used for medicine. So it depends up to us how we look at the object, how we use the object. you make the object constantly to receive harm to you, bother to you, or you use the object constantly to receive a benefit. You see, peace, healthy body, healthy mind. So, however, like this. So going back, it started from even the outside conditions, outside conditions depending on that problem happening. So even those came from the mind, they're created by the mind, the inner obstacle. So what I was trying to say says two different examples. even the life situation same, but depending on how you interpret them, you see, even there was no problem before, but one make it a problem, with one's mind way of thinking, then it makes to find problem in the life. Even before, without that thought, without that particular concept, then there's no problem before. Then even external things change. by the external change, feelings become the pleasant, unpleasant, become different depending on the object. You meet the object or you separate from the object. meeting the object, meeting the desirable object, the senses, and regard, even that is, because that is interpreted good, and the interpreted that's good, and then has appeared good, and one established thought like. one interpreted as good. an established thought like. So when you meet that object with the senses, which you interpreted that way, then you see it, the feeling becomes pleasant. Then, when the object, the separating away, object separating from the senses, meeting to the senses and separating away from that, then one interpreted that as a bad, you know, one interpret that bad, you know, I don't like, you see, it's a total dislike, I'm bad. You see, one labeled all these things, you know, mind is interpreted. you see, made up this concept that this object being aware, you know, then from the sense, you know, from, how to say, sense meeting, you know, this is a, you see, say, bad, you see. it's bad. I see. The meeting, say meeting or meeting the object with which one interpreted bad is and established total dislike. so the meeting, you know, say you know bad. Undesirable. established thought. It's an established thought. Undesirable or dislike. so then the feeling. Then the feeling, which from you see, by this concept or by this interpretation, then the feeling become unpleasant. The feeling become unpleasant. So. Even the external changes came from the mind. It came from the mind. And external change, the external changes affecting, changing the feeling, also came from the mind. so, like that. so, therefore, I'm going to the healing course in order to. to develop the inner the good quality of mind, you know, for saying all some things. For then that reason they need to say to you know the to for that reason they need to heal the mind and body, you know. So then the healing is for saying every for the sake of every living being, you know. To free them from all the obscurity, sufferings, or problems, and to lead them to happiness, heart, painless happiness. So, I stop here. So this mantra, as this water, I recited many different, quite a number of mantras. this prayer. so besides meditation, besides thought transformation, the psychology, thought, healing, psychology, thought transformation, and that we heal by ourselves. that ourselves become the each of us ourselves become the healer to our to ourselves. You know, oneself become the healer to oneself. and then thought say you know the psychology of thought transformation. Looking at everything positive, rather looking at everything negative. so that's the main philosophy. That's the main meditation. and because everything comes from the mind, everything depends on the mind. So we have incredible freedom because everything comes from one's own mind. So it's up to one's own mind how we want. How we want, what do we want, life to be present or unhappy? Depends on how we think. depends how much understanding we have. And you know, understanding. you see. Then you know, and then understanding, and then understanding and how we think. There are things, let's say meditation, the deity, this particular aspect. In Tibet, this is very common practice of this deity, very popular. There are many different aspects of this deity, different color, different aspect. and the pill, the special pill, blessed pill, related with this deity. So it's very common that that certain monasteries, like there's one monastery in Tibet, Tantra College, so this particular monastery, it's the special pill that they give to everybody who to eliminate disease. So also, I made this pill. last few years, I made this pill. and it has been effective. those are the different... It covers... the pill is made of many different herbs, substances that which are... that which are for different diseases. So this is for for all the major, you know, disease. However, somehow this deity came out. This black one. came out many times that to our this healing course, and this one come out many times. this is a well-known, well-known and general people's many mentors, many common people's experience. it's well known that that this Lokyoma wearing leaf skirt, but here the black one is entire skirt, very powerful. It's well known, very powerful for to stop, you know, contagious epidemic disease, all this. So however, so maintaining deity and reciting mantra, so you know, then this way we heal ourselves. then. Other things there, the placement water, and then drinking. This is very common in Tibet. the lamas or meditators, the practitioners, those healers, then they bless the water and they give to many people. The very common way, this very common way of, with some material, you see, with some substances, then, you see, by making it, by creating power on that, and then, you see, healing. So, so this good way, especially in the inside, you know, they say, disease, bones or anything. However, so, and not just healing the disease. But this mantras are very powerful. the mantras that I have recited. They are purifying. They are not only to heal disease, but purifying the mind. the most important thing is a purifying the mind. You know, the negative actions and the thoughts, the imprint, the negative imprint that's left on the mind. so, however, this mandala has much power to purify the cause of the problems. So that one is which is the most important one. So like that. So the idea is then to have a little water, beginning of session meditation, then also at the end, you know, you see to have a little water. So like that. So I stop here. May the altruism, source of all the happiness, for one's wholesomeness, may it be generated with me in the mind of other sentient beings by my positive action, the meditation. That was in the past, present, which is in the future. And to achieve peerless happiness, full enlightenment, and lead everyone to this state as good as possible.